Final score tonight, BU defeats Merrimack 4-1. Joining us is the head coach of the Warriors, Scott Porrick. And, Scott, strange game really from start to finish. A lot of things happening with delays and so on. Overall, I guess, you know, what do you take away from it?
Not much positive, you know. I think we put ourselves in a hole. And we knew going into it that we needed to play 5-on-5. They were an explosive bunch, and they got a really good power play, and we got the chance to see that for about 25 minutes tonight.
Thought first period overall pretty even. I think the shots actually were, too, but, you know, they may have had the better of the play in the first half. They got that goal. You guys had the better of the play in the second half, had some good chances like Philip Forsmark's opportunity. So at the end of the first period, it seemed like game pretty even at that point.
Yeah, I felt good coming out of the first period. I thought that we had balanced the ice after the beginning of the game. I thought they came at us pretty well, and we balanced the ice and started getting our own chances as well, which was great. And I thought we were in for a heck of a second and third, because you know, we had put ourselves in that position by the end of the first, I think, where we could go out with confidence.
And, yeah.
You know, when you play that, it's undisciplined, but it's just irresponsible. You're not going to be very successful, and that's really disappointing to me. I don't care about the loss. I really don't. I don't like our team playing like that. We're better than that.
What did you think it was, you know, maybe in that second period? It seems like, you know, there were certainly, I mean, things will happen back and forth and so on, but, you know, at no point did it really, as far as the scoreboard go, game wasn't really out of hand or anything like that.
No, it was still a pretty good hockey game, and, yeah. And you know, 5-on-5, we had just as many chances, I think, as they did.
Yeah.
But we just continued to shoot ourselves in the foot, and that is just not winning hockey, you know. I know we didn't go into the game to lose it, but, you know, it's not winning hockey when you're willing to take those kind of penalty minutes. And that was completely on us, you know, 100% on us. You know, I recognize how good a team they are, so we could have lost the game and played a perfect game, but we didn't even give ourselves a chance, and that's what's disappointing.
Besides having to kill the penalties, you had a number of guys, you know, in the box, you know, for, you know, you had guys that got 2 and 10 there in the second, so you had, you know, to fill those spots, but also when you had, you know, further penalties to kill, like I said, you had to use a lot of the same guys over and over, so that didn't help.
No, and it's really tough to come back when you know, because, you know, Alex Jeffries and Benny Brower are big penalty killers for us, and Mac Welcher, those three guys played a lot of minutes, and it's pretty hard to ask them to come back and play offense after you're making them play those kind of minutes, because they're difficult. I thought actually in those three cases they were good in the PK, you know,
yeah.
But you could be great in the PK and they're going to find a way to score. They just got a really good power play. But we used a lot of the same guys, and that's a concern going into tomorrow, obviously. But we just need to get better.
The delay that happened when they had to evacuate, the fire alarm going off and all that, I mean, I guess looking back on it, hindsight 2020, right, but I mean, was that a good thing to allow to reset, or not a good thing?
I think for the emotional reset it was good, but, you know, we obviously gave them the power play for 5 minutes on fresh ice when we could have got 2 minutes off the clock in the second period, but there was nothing anyone could do. You know, that was completely out of the ref's hands and our hands, and be like,
right.
All the people on the ice had nothing they could do. They just had to listen and do what we were told, and that's what we did. And, you know, I thought we got through it okay, and I think that the people who did a really nice job, who handled it and, you know, got through it quickly and got us back into the game quickly. And then I, you know, for the most part, I liked our third period. You know, we killed the penalty, and that was good, and we started getting some, we got our own goal, and at 3-1, I'm thinking we're in a pretty good place. We got a couple power plays, and you know, we did nothing with them. So, like, we can't, we just got to look in the mirror. Like, we just got to look in the freaking mirror.
How much of that was, you know, you talked about it earlier, having to reuse the same guys, you know, tiredness, was that a factor on that 4 minutes of power play you had in the third period? Because that, down by only 2 goals, if you're able to pick one up there, obviously you're right back in the game.
I think mentally probably tired. I'm sure a couple of those guys were fatigued, but there's adrenaline there. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I just think we were mentally a little bit tired, and we weren't as sharp as we'd been earlier in the game. And then you're playing slow, and you know, and you know, relying on individual play versus team play, and you know, that's just not. It's hard to be successful that way, and so it's difficult. Yeah.
The reason it got to 3-1, Ethan Bono scores a goal, a nice play by that line, all three of those guys there with Deneau and then Gallant getting the puck to the net, Bono going where he has to be to score the goal. But, you know, we were talking before the game about how well he's been playing lately, and sure enough, he gets rewarded with the goal.
Yeah, he's been playing really well, and actually he you know, made a nice play after that. I thought he almost got a second goal, yeah, which would have been nice. But, he's played well, and I was pleased with his play. And now, there were isolated guys who did play well, and there might have been more than just a couple, you know, but because we play with so much emotion, it just gets lost in that. And it's really unfair to the guys who didn't play that way, you know, and that's really tough. It's really tough. And I game just ended, so it's hard to, you know, speak concretely because I haven't seen any film, but we just... we got to be better than that, and I don't mean how we play, but how composed we are. And in this league, you don't play with composure, you're not going to be very successful. And that's what we didn't have today.
Something that might not get noticed, I thought Hugo Olas did a great job to keep you guys in the game. All of those power plays that he had to deal with, but you know, as well as at even strength. I mean, there were times where they had a chance to maybe pull ahead by more, score another goal or two, but he made some pretty big saves, like I said, to keep you guys in the game.
Yeah, I thought he did as well. I think that they get lost in a 4-1 game, but I totally agree. I thought he played really well, stayed in the game the whole time, didn't get discouraged, which it would be easy for him to get discouraged, yeah, when you're taking those kind of penalties. So, I was pleased with his play for sure.
He seems to be that kind of even-keeled kind of kid and you know, and player as well, that, you know, not that much seems to really faze him.
No, he is that way. Both our goalies are that way, really. But, you know, he wants to win too, you know, and he understands that if you're going to put him in that situation, it's going to be hard to do that, you know. So I felt bad for him in that situation because that's a lot of power play to kill. And that's a lot of time in your zone. That's a lot of effort, you know, that he exerted tonight. But I thought he did play well.
All right, rematch tomorrow night down at Aganis Arena. Best of luck, Scott.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.